Hi everybody and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
Hi, I'm Anna.
And today we're going to be talking about relationships. This is our diary unit and it's called My Crisis in the Love Zone.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the love zone, we're going to talk a little bit about that later, but we can also talk about something called the friend zone. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard about this, Anna?
No.
The friend zone. Okay, let me break this down for
you.
The friend zone is like when you really likea boy or a girl,
mm-hmm.
and they don't feel the same way about you, you say you've been put into the friend zone.
Oh, I see.
You're not going to have a relationship with them, like a love relationship. You're going to have a friend relationship, which is not necessarily what you want. But today we're talking about the love zone, which is a little bit different. We're going to learn all about that on today's edition of English for You. So don't go away.We're going to read through today's article, and then Anna and I will be back.
Reading.
My crisis in the love zone. My whole world has been upside down ever since last week.I have a classmate named Mark, and his house is pretty close to mine. Because of that, we started walking home together after school. The last week, he blurted out that he had a crush on me. He asked me if I wanted to be his girlfriend, but I didn't know what to say. I'm really busy with homework and studying for tests, and I hadn't even considered dating anyone until now either.I finally told Mark that I just think of him as a friend, but he seemed hurt to hear that. What's worse, he started to keep his distance from me. It really bothers me that things could change overnight, and now I'm having trouble concentrating in class. I keep thinking about how I hurt his feelings, and it's making me feel guilty and insecure about myself. Am I a bad person? How do I get out of this mess?
Okay, today's article starts off by saying, my whole world has been upside down ever since last week. When we say, like, your world is upside down, or sometimes we say, my world has been turned upside down, it just means something major has happened to you that has changed your life in a very, very big way. So you can say,My life is upside down, my world is upside down, or you could say turned upside down as、mm-hmm. well.
嗯，所以字面上的 upside down 真的就是上面变成下面，言下之意就是翻转的意思。可是当我们说我们的世界整个被翻转的时候，通常指的是有什么重大的事件发生了。那么是什么样的重大事件呢？我们其实可以回过头来看看今天的 title。就像我们刚刚一开始在 introduction 的时候，我们稍微聊到所谓的 love zone 跟 friend zone。所谓的 zone 就是一个地带。我们常会说啊，哎，一件事情并不是像我们想的非黑即白，并不是二元或者是两分法。有时候中间有一个灰色地带叫做 gray zone。那这个地带呢 ，zone 没错，就是字面的意思。可是所谓的 love zone 当然指的就是我们的有关于感情的，中文会说感情世界，而不会说感情地带。就像如果你被心仪的人拒绝了，他把你放在 friend zone 里面，你当然只能做他的朋友咯。
Okay, let's find out why their world has been turned upside down. It goes on to say, I have a classmate named Mark, and his house is pretty close to mine.
Okay.
So they live near each other. They live pretty close to each other. Because of that, we started walking home together after school. So I guess this is sometimes how teenage relationships start out. If you live near the person, you start to notice them, maybe walk home together after school, and things go from there. So it sounds like a pretty cute story so far. But last week, he blurted out that he had a crush on me. Blurt out just means you suddenly say something without really thinking about it. Something comes into your mind and you say it right away, to blurt out. And they blurted out, this guy, he blurted out that he had a crush on the girl. If you have a crush on someone, it means that you start to like them. You think, the girl is very pretty or the guy is very handsome, and you start to have romantic feelings for them, right?
所以其实在这里很重要的一个偏语就是叫做 have a crush on someone. 其实它是爱上某人或者是迷恋上某人的意思。那现在到底发生什么事呢？原来啊，他的同学呢，男生居然 blurt out 脱口而出，他喜欢对方耶。所以这里所谓的 have a crush on 刚好是我们今天的 shortcut for you. Let's take a look.
Shortcut for you.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Who were you talking to?
That was Bobby. He just finished basketball practice.
Whoa. I think you have a crush on him.
Are you calling me fat? I could never crush him.
That's not what I meant. To have a crush on someone means that you really like that person.
I see. To have a crush on someone means 迷恋某人.
Exactly. You get excited every time you talk to him. You've got a big crush on him.
Well, it's true. I like him so much. He's so cute.
But I heard that he has a crush on somebody else. Sorry.
What? You just crushed my heart!
That was our shortcut for you, all about the phrase to have a crush on someone. Now let's move on with the article, and it says, he asked me if I wanted to be his girlfriend, but I didn't know what to say. Okay, it gets a little bit awkward here because the guy, he blurts out, he says, I have a crush on you. And then the girl seems like she kind of says, she's not too sure what to say. So...It's a little bit weird, a little bit awkward. The girl goes on to explain, I'm really busy with homework and studying for tests, and I hadn't even considered dating anyone until now either. This is a word that we often use when we're talking about relationships. Dating. If you're dating somebody, it just means that you're going out places with them, like a boyfriend and girlfriend. Maybe you go to a movie or...You go get something to eat, things like that. That's what it means to date somebody. Just means you're seeing them socially and in a romantic kind of way.
Right. 所以其实啊，当时这个女主角其实也不知道该说什么，因为其实她完全没有想到要交男朋友这一件事情。我们中文可能会说，我们根本现在没有想要交男朋友，或者是没有想要谈恋爱。可是英文会用 date 这个字。Date 本来有约会的意思，它是名词跟动词同一个字。我们现在看到的 consider dating someone 当的是动词的用法。所谓的 date someone 当然是和某人出去约会，或者是和某人交往。不过在这边要提醒大家 ，consider 的考虑，如果你考虑做一件事情，后面只能用动词 ing， you consider something or consider doing something。
Okay, so the girl's not really looking for a boyfriend at this time, it sounds like. And it says, I finally told Mark that I just think of him as a friend. This is the friend zone that I was talking about. Mark has been put into the friend zone.
Okay.
Not the love zone. But he seemed hurt to hear that. So his feelings were hurt. Maybe his pride was hurt a little bit too. He thought this would...work out, he would have a girlfriend, but it turns out, it's not really going to happen. And he was a little bit hurt like that because she thinks of him as a friend. That is the way that she thinks about him. Not as a boyfriend, but just as a friend.
所以在这里的 as, 后面会加一个身份或者是职称。作为什么什么呢？作为什么 ?as a friend.只是当作朋友啊，因为他最后告诉 Mark， 也就是他的同学跟他一起回家的那位男生 ，I just think of him as a friend。我只是把他当成朋友，把 A 当成 B， 认为 A 是 B, think of A as B.
Okay, so Mark has been put into the friend zone, and what's worse, he started to keep his distance from me, if that's what our writer is saying. So maybe he was hurt, a little bit embarrassed, and he kept his distance. That means you stay away from someone、mm-hmm. or something. So when Mark kept his distance from her, it means he didn't go near or close to her. He didn't want to talk to her. Maybe he didn't want to see her because he was feeling a little bit bad. And we also saw a phrase that we start off with here, what's worse. We often start off with things like what's worse or what's better.What's more, this is a comparative, so we're comparing this to the sentence that came before. He was hurt, and what's worse than that is the fact that he was keeping his distance or staying away.
所以其实在这里的 what's worse, 我们可以叫它是一个所谓的转乘词语、转折词语 transitional words.当我们在讲话或者是写作的时候，如果你的文意有一些转折，可以使用这个 what's worse,What's better, what's more? 当然它只是其中的一种，来告诉读者你想要表达的概念。比如说 ,Mark 受伤了。更糟的是呢，他还远离我诶，就跟没有跟以前一样那么好了。所以当你要表达更进一步，你可以说 what's worse? 当然他表达的是更糟。不过接下来的片语 ,keep one's distance from, 表示和某人保持距离。
Now the diary goes on to say, it really bothers me that things could change overnight, and now I'm having trouble concentrating in class. So she says it bothers her. It just means she's feeling troubled by this situation. It's on her mind, and it's making her feel bad, and she's also having trouble concentrating. To concentrate means that you are focused on mm-hmm. something. Like if you are studying very hard, you've got your books and you're reading...You could say you're concentrating on your studies. So that's what it means to concentrate. Things really changed overnight between these two people, Mark and this girl. To say that things changed overnight is just a way of saying things changed very suddenly. As if one day things are a certain way, like they were cool, Mark mm-hmm. and this girl, they were nice to each other, they、right. were friends.And then the next day, they're not. They don't even talk to each other. So things changed overnight for them.
因为其实 overnight 就是一夜之间，就是隔了一天，睡了一觉起来，诶，怎么事情就改变啦？所以事情变化得很快。那这样子的一个状况呢，让作者很困扰，让某人很困扰的动词叫做 bother。Bother。而我们在句子当中看到的 IT, it bothers me that...这边的 IT 其实是一个虚主词，因为它要讲的事情太长了，放在 that 的后面。而最后的 concentrate 则是动词专心的意思。所以现在女主角很困扰，因为上课啊都没有办法专心， have trouble doing something, 做某事很困扰，很有困难。
The article goes on to say, I keep thinking about how I hurt his feelingsAnd it's making me feel guilty and insecure about myself. If you feel guilty, you feel bad because you perhaps feel that you did something wrong. We also see guilty in the courtroom when a criminal is on trial and they prove that he did the crime, then the judge will say you are guilty. It means we know you did something wrong.But to feel guilty, it just means you feel badly because perhaps you did something wrong or you didn't treat somebody too well.
Right. 所以在这里呢，当然女主角会开始反省自己，诶，是不是我伤害他啦？是不是我说话方式不对 ？So I hurt him, 所以才伤害到他呢？那觉得自己好像有点罪恶感诶 ，feel guilty. 所谓的 guilty 是形容词，它可以有犯罪的、有罪的。如果是针对法律的角度来看的话，或者是我们现在看到的觉得有罪恶感 guilty， 那么相对于他如果是无辜无罪的，你可以用 innocent。 所以在这里我们再复习一下形容词有罪或觉得有罪恶感的 guilty， 而它的名词则叫做 guilt， G-U-I-L-T， guilt。
Okay, and we end this with a couple of questions. It saysAm I a bad person? How do I get out of this mess? In this case, mess means a complicated situation where it's not easy to determine what you should do. It doesn't mean like things are messy. There's a lot of, you know, stuff everywhere around and it's just a big mess. It means a complicated situation and it's difficult to determine what you should do next.
所以听起来意思还是有一点点关联，因为如果我们有时候说书桌一团乱啊，或家里客厅怎么一团乱啊，我们可以说那一团乱的状况叫做 a mess。而在这里的 mess 当然指的是一种很复杂的情况，那么女主角不知道怎么脱身。 How does she get out of this mess?
Alright, well that brings us to the end of today's diary entry, and now it's time for You Chat.
For You Chat.
Alright, today's For You Chat question is,Has someone ever had a crush on you, but you didn't like them back, and what did you do?
Well, when I was a junior high school student, there was a boy that had a crush on me, but, I just didn't feel the same way? No, and I turned my back on him, and I said, 走开啊，你很恶心耶。
Okay.
Way, you're so disgusting.
Uh-oh, okay, very...
I still feel guilty now.
Being,
That's not nice.
Being quite honest with him, I guess, then.
So How about you?
I'm usually on the other side of this little situation where, at least back, you know, when I was a kid, when I was young, a long, long time ago, I was the person that I had a crush on somebody, and then sometimes they felt the same way, sometimes they didn't.And it can get complicated, of course, especially when you're a kid and this is happening for the first time, you don't really know what to do. So sometimes your first instinct might just to be to do what you did, just to say, no, get out of here, go away.
Really?
I guess so, because I've seen kids do that before quite
a bit. How about you?
Me? I guess I tried to be nice about it. I tried to say, well, I have a girlfriend or so I would...
You've seen someone.
Yeah, I would say something like that. You know, we use the phrase, let them down easy. It just means, you know, not to be too hurtful with them in this situation because you don't want to hurt their feelings. But you also have to be honest with them, too. You don't want them to get the wrong idea. If you really don't like them back, you don't want them to think, oh, there's a little bit of, you know, hope or it might work out.
Right.
Because then they'll just keep...wasting their time.
Right.
So it can be complicated, but just, you know, try to be as nice as you can about it. And maybe don't tell them to go away, you're disgusting. But don't worry about it too much. All right, you guys can talk about this amongst yourselves as well. What do you do when somebody has a crush on you and you don't like them back? Well, that brings us to the end of today's program, but please do join us again next time on English for You. Until then, I'm Joe.
I'm Anna.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
My crisis in the love zone. My whole world has been upside down ever since last week. I have a classmate named Mark, and his house is pretty close to mine. Because of that...We started walking home together after school. But last week, he blurted out that he had a crush on me. He asked me if I wanted to be his girlfriend, but I didn't know what to say. I'm really busy with homework and studying for tests, and I hadn't even considered dating anyone until now either. I finally told Mark that I just think of him as a friend, but he seemed hurt to hear that.What's worse, he started to keep his distance from me. It really bothers me that things could change overnight, and now I'm having trouble concentrating in class. I keep thinking about how I hurt his feelings, and it's making me feel guilty and insecure about myself. Am I a bad person? How do I get out of this mess?
Vocabulary Review. Zone. A construction zone on the street caused traffic to move very slowly. Date. Many boys in the school want to date that cute girl. concentrate. Jill concentrated on taking good notes in class that she could study later. Guilty. Betty felt guilty for hitting her younger brother and making him cry. Mess. John got into a big mess by lying to his parents about his grades.